Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Possberg, a partner with Polar Pork. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Canadian governments and those involved in agriculture continue to deal with trade interruptions and global uncertainty in the face of trade disputes and disruptions with the United States and tariff disputes with China. First of all, what are we seeing in terms of trade irritations and trade disruptions, and how is that affecting farmers?
Well, currently, trade is happening on a normal basis. We're really following the trade agreements that were put in place years ago, basically free trade in products like grains and pork and beef and that sort of thing. So that's the reality today. Our free trade agreement with the U.S., though, is due to be renegotiated at the end of June, and so we're not hearing a lot of news really about progress being made on that trade front. So that is a bit of a concern going forward. What will happen with our ability to trade freely with the Americans on our pork and other agricultural products?
Heading into this spring, what are the immediate concerns of farmers?
Well, we've enjoyed relatively low grain feed prices for our major input in producing pork is the cost of feed. There is some real concern, however, that perhaps the grain prices, feed prices, may well be facing some real headwinds. The disputes in the Middle East and around the Gulf of Hormuz, an incredible amount of fertilizer passes through that area. Plus, the Middle East is also a major producer of nitrogen fertilizer for the world. And so the last time we really had a spike in feed costs was the Ukraine-Russian dispute, which caused a significant increase in the price of feed grains. But that was pretty much a localized type dispute. The concern really is that fertilizer is what allows us to have significant food surpluses globally. And if there is a interruption in the use of fertilizer, you know, it's not inconceivable we could see a significant drop in crop and grain and in all kinds of things that depend on fertilizer production would be affected. My understanding is that even a 3 or 4% reduction in grain production could dramatically see the price of grain and thereby food increase. So it's a bit of a concern for this year because we know that fertilizer prices have increased rather dramatically. But if this disruption continues, we could really see a significant shortage of grain production and thereby explosive food costs.
How may that impact actual food supplies, the ability to source food globally?
Well, if you've got lots of money, you can afford to buy food anytime. If you are living on the edge, which many people are, both at home, but globally, there's countries that really depend on food surpluses produced in places like Brazil and the United States Midwest and things to secure their food supply at a reasonable price. If there's a shortage, somebody will go without. And, those somebodies are real people that are living on the edge today. And I don't know, hopefully these conflicts will be resolved as quickly as possible because, if everything is normal, we can produce enough food for everyone. If there's a disruption, like less fertilizer being used and a reduction in crop production, it could be have very serious consequences.
What has been the response from government? How effective is that response? And what are the factors there?
Well, I think at this point the belief is that the conflicts can be resolved and things can get back to normal. However, we keep hearing that, the war, particularly the one in causing the restriction of ships moving through the Strait of Hormuz, we keep hearing that that's resolved, and then we find out it's not resolved. Like, how long will this continue? Is it going to escalate and cause further long-term disruptions, or will it be resolved? And it's a real question that has serious consequences.
From a Canadian perspective, who needs to be involved in the solution? Does Canada have any influence whatsoever? And what should the Canadian government be looking at?
Well, in terms of fertilizer, we are a producer of potash. We import our phosphates, and we produce a good part of our nitrogen needs, particularly in Western Canada. So I guess our government just needs to stay out of the way, quite frankly, because we can meet most of our fertilizer needs. The challenge is there's countries that produce a lot of grain, like Brazil, Argentina. India produces has a surplus of wheat that again depends on imported fertilizer to produce the good crops that they've had. So, I think we support end of the conflict, but I'm not sure we have a big influence on it.
Looking specifically at pork, just how important is the ability to maintain trade, and what are the potential consequences of trade falling off?
Well, some of the trade agreements that the United States have made with foreign countries include a kind of across-the-board 10% tariff. In some cases, it's 15%. The reality is, in our business, we operate on very low margins, typically. So, a 10% tariff would would really impact our ability to do business with the Americans. And it's not just our live hogs, it's product pork and meats that are produced in one country and processed in another and consumed back in another country. It's we've really built a system that's based on free flow of product across the border. A tariff would potentially significantly disrupt that ability to act as one body in terms of producing food for people. So we'll wait and see. Maybe things will all be okay, or maybe we'll have a new reality. I guess I guess over the next 6 months, 12 months, we're going to find out, and we just hope for the best.
How important is the maintenance of these trade agreements to U.S. pork producers and pork sector stakeholders?
Well, they also depend on free flow of products north and south to process and get maximum value for our production. And so the Americans very much support the continuation of a free flow of product across the border. So we do have allies in the U.S. that are making the case for tariff-free movement of our food back and forth. But there are some irritants. The Americans keep asking why there's restriction on dairy products and some of the poultry products, the supply management. They want to find some resolution, and we're not willing to, at this point anyway, make major concessions. So there is some issues that need to be resolved, and I guess we'll find out what the consequences of finding that resolution are.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, our hope, my hope as a food producer is that we can produce enough food globally that no one needs to go hungry. And we really want to see a resolution to this because, people's lives depend on it. And food production is something that when there's a surplus, people take for granted. But when there's a shortage, it becomes a huge issue with serious consequences. So we really want to see a resolution.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Pausberg, a partner with Polar Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.